I'm on a mission in life to have no limitations, to have no one put limitations on me, have myself not put limitations on myself, to be driven, to be ambitious, to be happy, to be positive, to set out on a goal and achieve goals, to believe in myself if I want to achieve something. And that's what I want for everyone else as well. And good morning, good afternoon and good evening, and welcome back to the Adam Evelyn podcast, the podcast all about self-improvement, personal development, working on yourself, health and fitness, and becoming the best possible version of yourself. And I've got a great episode for you today. So when I do these podcasts, I try and think of a little bit of a topic, what's going on in my head and what I want to share with people. I'm on a mission in life to have no limitations, to have no one put limitations on me, have myself not put limitations on myself, to be driven, to be ambitious, to be happy, to be positive, to set out on a goal and achieve goals, to believe in myself if I want to achieve something. And that's what I want for everyone else as well. And the thought process behind this episode and this topic, have you ever seen the film with Bradley Cooper in Limitless, where he takes, there's a new drug out and you take this drug and it allows you to use, I believe, like 90%, I'm probably paraphrasing, extra of your brain. Like, we're only using like only a small percentage of our brains. And he takes this pill and it completely changes his life. Like, he learns new languages. He finishes his book, which he's been trying to do for years. He like does so, so much. And I've, in a weird sense, felt like that. And there's one moment in particular where I really felt like limitless. Like, wow, I feel energized. I feel amazing, excited, positive, happy. And don't get me wrong, I feel like that a lot of the things that I do and the things that I talk about are to feel like that. But there's been certain moments in my life where I've literally thought back to the film and be like, wow, I feel amazing. And I kind of wanted to touch on the things that I do and the things that I'm doing. And I've kind of spoke about a lot of them over the past few podcasts, but I want to really deep dive into them and into how to get your energy up, how to feel good, how to feel amazing, strong, ambitious, confident, happy, all these things to make you limitless. So sit down, enjoy this one, because I enjoy talking about this kind of thing. So so I kind of wanted to start by talking. I was listening to a podcast actually this morning, and it's about how we are really driven by dopamine, and we're all dopamine addicts. And what dopamine is, it's a feel-good hormone. So when you're scrolling through TikTok, you're releasing feel-good hormones, because every time you a notification pops up on your phone, it's like ding, dopamine's going off again. When you're turning to caffeine, dopamine, because it's making you feel good. For me, I've spoke about this quite a lot recently. I've stopped vaping. That was a dopamine release for me, a feel-good thing for me to do. When you're drinking alcohol, again, dopamine releases. When you're gambling, dopamine releases. And that's definitely in today's society, like with caffeine addicts, I've literally got a coffee in here now. I'm not trying to sit above anyone on this topic. But we're constantly looking for the next dopamine fix. And we live in a world where we're often not controlled by ourself, our own brain. We're controlled by these little addictions that we've got. And that's one of the reasons I spoke about sort of me quitting my vaping addiction. I didn't want to be addicted to it. And especially in today's society, we're so used to looking for these little dopamine fixes that we kind of just need to rewire ourselves a little bit and really think about what it is in life that actually makes us feel good. Like scrolling on TikTok 4 or 5 hours a day, it doesn't actually get us to achieve anything. It doesn't actually make us feel good. It doesn't do the things that as humans we've done for years, like relationships, like really being in crowds of people, talking, expressing, being outside, walking. I talk about this quite a lot, and I spoke about this with the members of the Inspire Uplift Club on Wednesday night's webinar, which are going really well, by the way. I always get really nervous for webinars, but slowly and surely, the more that I do them, the better I'm getting at them. I could talk to a camera like this or talk to a microphone and be absolutely fine, but as soon as I know I've got to try and speak to a group of people, like, it's just a weird thing in my brain. But another thing that I'm trying to become limitless at, I don't like the fact that it has a little bit of a control over me, so I'm trying to push with that. But I spoke about on holiday, when we go abroad, we feel amazing. Like, we do feel a little bit limitless, like we're stress-free, we feel good, we've got good energy, we're relaxed, and it's because we actually we do like a bit of a dopamine detox. We don't go on our phone as much. We go outside, we're walking more, we're swimming, we're more active. We end up eating healthy food. Obviously, it might be more calorie dense. I spoke about this on the webinar with my clients. When we go on holiday, the food's cooked for us. It's usually like fish, good meats, like good potatoes or like healthy vegetables. Obviously, it can be calorie dense for the oils and butters and things that put on there, but it's usually really healthy, nutritious food. So not only are we more active, we're outside, we're like walking along the beach with no shoes on, grounding ourselves to earth. If I'm an electrician, like electricity circuits go back down to earth. That's for another podcast, but we're outside, we're feeling good, we're spending time with loved ones, we're talking, we're chatting. And I wanted to coin this as the holiday syndrome, like we feel good on holiday. And what we need to try and do, we're not on our phones as much on holiday as well, we're not constantly looking for that dopamine fix, we're just relaxed, we're feeling good. And I want to try and get people to try and get that holiday syndrome when they're at home, when they're doing the job. And I think definitely one of the things that we can do is try to sort of stop or try to just reevaluate our life. And I've put a list of things down here, and I want to talk on each and every one of them. And I think doing these, I've wrote 9 things down, doing these 9 things can massively have an impact on your life and help you to become limitless and to take the shackles off yourself and just enjoy life and push in any direction that you want to go in and have good fun and relax. And so yeah, these are the 9 things. So number 1, get active, modern day pandemic. I can't remember whether I heard this on a book or a podcast, but I heard that the modern day pandemic is that we don't move. We've stopped moving. When you think about it, it's true. We get up in the morning, we sit down eating our breakfast, we watch a bit of TV, we get in the car to work, we drive to work, we sat down, we get to work, we sat down all day at a desk, we drive back, we sat down, we get home, we sit down in front of the TV. And I'm not talking about everyone, but for a majority of people, we do not move enough. We're not as active. When you're active, when you're moving your body, which is how as humans we're supposed to do things. We're supposed to be outside, we're supposed to be getting fresh air in and moving and walking. And that's definitely something that we need to try and we need to try and reverse engineer a little bit. The Amazon guy, Vlad, we're on sound terms because Taya orders so many stuff from Amazon, it's just knocked on the window as I'm recording a podcast. Cheers, Vlad. I was going there as well. But yeah, so we need to get active more, because one thing that we do not do enough, and I'm not talking about everyone, I'm sure there's people listening to this that are very active, but we need to get outside, just get moving, move your body, it feels good. You never regret moving, you never regret going for a walk, you never regret swimming or jogging or cycling, you always feel good after doing it. And if you can make yourself feel good, and that is one of the things that I'm going to come on to, it will massively help you. And you release feel-good hormones from actually walking, you release endorphins, which can, instead of getting the dopamine from scrolling through TikTok, you can get endorphins and feel good hormones from moving, from going outside and walking or swimming, jogging, cycling, playing tennis, football, all these things that we need to try and do more of. So number 2 is exercise. When I talk about exercise, I'm more talking about sort of resistance training, working the muscle. One of the biggest deciding factors to how long you live, and lots of longevity experts have talked about this, is how much muscle mass you actually have. So the amount of benefits to actually just working the muscle, building a little bit of lean muscle mass, or just working the muscle, doing some resistance training, is incredible. Like I, if you don't do it, I highly recommend you do it. I spoke about this recently. One of the biggest advantages to actually doing this, and we never really think about this, imagine in 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years, your movement's going to slow down, and especially if you don't prioritise working the muscle now, your movement, you're not going to be able to move like you used to. And if you can do anything in your power to really help yourself in the future, imagine when you're 80 odd, and if, let's say, you've not looked after yourself properly, or 90, and you can barely move, like you're going to wish that someone handed you a resistance training program or a strength training program, and that you did that in your 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s. Because you never want to stop moving. Like, moving is one of the things that connects us to people. If you stop moving, it really disadvantages your life. So I think just for longevity purposes, resistance training, but for all other purposes, to make you feel good and to become limitless. Number three is prioritize sleep. Sleeping is a superpower that a lot of us don't utilize. And I've spoke about this on the podcast before, but really look into Andrew Huberman sleep. Just type him in, Andrew Huberman sleep. And one of the best ways that he says to really set your circadian rhythm is to get up early in the morning, get out, get some sunlight on you, get some sunlight exposure, and it'll reset your circadian rhythm. It'll help you sleep better. It'll help you sleep deeper. But other things that you can do is to stop blue light, like screens, TVs, phones, like an hour before bed. That can really help. Like, wind down, really spend like the half an hour before bed prioritizing relaxing, and that can really put you in a deep sleep state. And if you wake up and you've had a deep sleep, you're going to be energized, and it can have a massive knock-on effect to not only the way that you look at food, your energy levels. You might not wake up wanting to go straight back to bed. You might wake up refreshed, ready to attack the day, and that can have a massive impact, especially if you're trying to become limitless. Number four is eat healthy nutrition. Try and prioritize nutrition. And when I talk about nutrition, I'm talking about like healthy food and diet food aren't always the same thing. And I've spoke about this before, but healthy food, natural fats are good for you, but again, might not be really good if you're really trying to lose weight, because natural fats are high in calories. Like, carbs are good for you. They're an energy source. Like, if you cut your carbs out, it's not going to feel nice. You go into ketosis, and I've tried doing it before. It is not nice. You walk around, your feet feel like lead weight. So, like, making sure to prioritize eating carbs and fats, the energy source that our body runs off protein, making sure to get a good source of protein and getting fruit and veg in, vitamins, minerals through your fruit and veg, like getting a good source of fiber and just having a balanced diet in general. You don't need to eat clean 24/7. Like, having a balanced diet also means getting a little bit of chocolate in here and there, pizzas, burgers, but obviously getting the balance right. If you're eating those things all the time, you're going to feel sluggish. You're going to start to like crave those things even more because you're eating them so much. So it's all about getting the balance when it comes to nutrition. Right, so number five is get toxic things out of your life. Get rid of those energy drainers. If you've got friendships, relationships, if you've got things that you don't need in your life, and you can cut them out. I understand it's not always easy to cut those things out. You don't always need to completely cut those things out, but if you can, like, we all know the people that we hang around that really make us feel good, or the things that we do that really make us feel good. Try and do more of them. Like, try and, it's not always easy to say, oh, I'm going to completely cut that out, but what you can do is try and do the things that build you up, that make you feel good. The instead of the energy drainers, the energy is sort of like give us, yeah, that kind of works. Number six is do the things that make you feel good. Kind of the opposite to number five, get the toxic things out of your life. When I mean do the things that make you feel good, hang around with the people that make you laugh, hang around with the people that make you smile, the people that give you that drive, ambition, that if they're like-minded like you and you're both talking about the same things, it makes you feel good. Do the hobbies that make you feel good. An example that I kind of use, and sorry if anyone watches this that plays cricket, but cricket is one of the most negative sports I've ever come across in my life, but it sucks people in. They love to be negative. Like, you go and play cricket, no one wants to be there. Everyone's moaning that they're there. Like, no one says that they enjoy it. Everyone's wishing to the day is done. Why not go do another hobby that you actually enjoy? Like, that's just my opinion on it. I used to play so much cricket when I was younger, but it's such a negative. It was such a negative. No one actually wanted to be there. Everyone just used to moan that they were giving the Saturdays up to play cricket. It's like, if you don't want to do it, why are you doing it? Like, get negative shit out of your life. Sorry for swearing, but it is what it is. Seven is work hard. Obviously, all these things, I'm kind of saying them because these are things that I do that make me feel good and put me into that limitless headspace. But working hard, like, really, when I don't work as hard, and when I let sort of bad habits creep in, maybe playing a bit too much Xbox, maybe sitting on TikTok for too long, I don't feel anywhere near as good. I don't feel anywhere near as energised. If I wake up early and I'm working all day long, this doesn't have to be, like, obviously getting the balance in, but it actually gives me more energy. Grant Cardone, one of the best sayings that he says is, if you want something doing, give it to the person that's always busy. If you want something doing, give it to the person that's always busy, because they will get it done. That blew me away when I heard that in, I can't remember whether it was a book or a podcast, but it's so, so true. Trying to work hard, keeping your schedule quite busy, but also obviously prioritising rest and recovery, R&R, and making sure to, if you, like, understanding yourself, if you know that you need that little bit of time to switch off, then doing that. Number eight, and this is probably the hardest one, and I spoke about this quite a bit at the start of this podcast, is quitting an addiction. And I've done this recently. One of the reasons I quit vaping, I hated the fact that it had a control of me. I hated the fact that I was looking for a feel-good fix every time I was vaping, and I couldn't stop it. So trying to get things like that out of your life, whether this be alcohol, whether it be Netflix, whether it be Xbox, whether it be TikTok, whether it be, like, looking for gossip or searching for celebrity news, whatever it might be for you, just trying to get those little addictions out of your life. And it's definitely not easy, but once you get through that, and I'm not even a month in through yet, and I do still have vaping cravings really bad, but I think it's more than worth it, like 100%. I've spoke about that quite a lot, so I don't need to go too much into that. Number nine, this is one that I added on because I was thinking back to the times when I have really felt limitless, and I felt like, whoa, I can do this, I can do that, and nothing's going to stop me, no one's going to stop me, I'm going to do whatever I want, and that's kind of where I want to go with things. And it's having things that you're excited for, like putting things in the pipeline. It doesn't have to be, I honestly think the true unlock to enjoying life is being excited for the small things, like really being excited for little things, and not always these big holidays and that. But I know for me, that when Married at First Sight was happening, I was so excited because I was like, wow, that it was such a journey, it was such an adventure, it gave me a drive. It didn't really matter what negative things were happening in my life, because I was like, I'm in 2 weeks time, I'm about to go on this mad journey. So, like, these, it made me realise these things were small. And obviously it doesn't need to be as big as things like that, or it doesn't need to be crazy holidays, crazy adventures, but it's trying to be excited for the small things, like coming home from, like, being out for a while and coming home and your dog seeing you, or seeing your partner, or, like, meeting up with friends at the pub and having a good chat, having a good gossip, or going out for a walk with your dog, looking forward to that. Like, all these little things that you can look forward to. That keep you excited and keep you feeling good, and that is what it's all about, feeling good, feeling energised and feeling limitless. No one can put limitations on you, only you can put limitations on yourself. And if you listen and do the things that I've been trying to implement into my life, then you can potentially do that as well. So hopefully you've enjoyed this podcast. I don't sell anything on this podcast. I don't, I haven't turned the advertising on this podcast. I only ask for one thing, and that's if you enjoyed it, and if you feel like one of your friends, a family member, your dog, your parrot would benefit from listening to this, please share it with them. But I hope you've enjoyed. This has been the Adam Evelyn podcast, the Inspire Uplift Club podcast. And yeah, we'll speak soon.